Day 26, God blesses you financially so that you can be a blessing to others. I remember one time a gal I was working with was so excited because she got a raise. More money for me, more money for me, more. That's what she was saying. She's going around. More money for me, more money for me. She was a little obvious. A lot of us just do it quietly. More money for me, more money for me. You know, nothing wrong with more money for you. Bless God when there's more money for you. But I want you to think about something. Maybe that money's not for you. Maybe God's giving that to you because it's supposed to go through you, not to you. Now, there's times it's for you. That's great. But there's other times it's to come to you, to go through you. Proverbs 10:16, a good man's earnings advance the cause of righteousness. Psalm 67:7, another meaningful verse to me in my life. God will bless us and all the peoples and peoples from the remotest lands will worship him. Another version says, God blesses us that all the ends of the earth may worship him. So somehow the blessings of God coming into our life are to stretch to the ends of the earth. Think about that. The blessings of God coming into our life stretch to the ends of the earth. As Randy Alcorn says, sometimes God increases your income not to increase your standard of living, but to increase your standard of giving. A number of years ago, I came across this verse, and I was excited about it. And a few weeks, a few months later, I got some extra money, and I really liked Psalm 67. And so I thought, I want some of this money to go to the ends of the earth. No, I was in my 20s. I didn't know where the ends of the earth were. But one night in Bible study, I met a gal who was going on a summer missions trip with the Navigators, and she was going to the Philippines. As far as I could tell, it sure sounded like the ends of the earth to me, because you're going on a little island in the Philippines. So I took out $67.07. $67.07. And I put the verse on a card, and I said, when you get to the ends of the earth, give this to somebody. Because God has blessed me that all the ends of the earth might fear him, might worship him. And it's literally that idea that we can touch the ends of the earth. I preached last year in South Africa, and the guy said to me, the pastor, he said, Brian, welcome to the ends of the earth. He said, we are the southernmost church in the world on the tip of South Africa. And I got to the ends of the earth, and I got to be a blessing there, share what I shared here today with many of them in South Africa. 2 Corinthians 9:8, God is able to make all grace abound to you so that in all things at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. When you pray about giving, sometimes God will put an amount in your heart that he wants you to give that is bigger than your mind can conceive. Let me say that again. Sometimes when you're praying about what to give, God will put in your heart an amount that is bigger than your mind can conceive. When my church was buying that racquetball club, that $2.2 million racquetball club for $500,000 in cash, and we were working with working class people, I shared with them the verse in Isaiah that there are riches stored in secret places and that God can release those riches for this particular project. And one particular fellow named Mike Lavodi called me. Mike grew up in New York, but is now living in Milwaukee. He was working in a factory, and he said, Brian, I'm ticked at you. And I said, why is that? He goes, I couldn't believe what you said. You said something about Isaiah, and God says, I will give you treasures of darkness, riches stored in secret places. He said, I thought that's the stupidest verse I ever heard. I couldn't believe you telling people that. He said, what do you want us to do? Go home and start pulling up the floorboards, looking for money under the floor? You want me to rip into the kitchen wall, try to see if there's money hidden back there? He said, the stupidest thing I ever heard, telling us riches stored in secret places, that God's going to somehow show up and do something. He said, I couldn't believe it. I said, well, why are you calling me? He said, well, I need to tell you what God did. He said, I was in work today. He said, the foreman pops his head out of the factory office and says, hey, Lavodi! Lavodi! Get in here! And Mike says, you don't want to hear that. You don't want to hear the foreman calling you to his office because he says, you know what that means, Brian? You know what that means? You're getting fired. You're getting let go. That's the only time that guy sticks his head out his door, calls a name, because you're getting the pink slip. And he called my name. And he said, when I called my name, his eye just froze. So I got kids, I can't afford to lose my job. He says, I'm just all upset, and I start the death march from where I was to that foreman's office. And he says, I get in the foreman's office, and the foreman says, sit down. Vody, sit down. He said, when he says that, you don't even look for a chair. You just fall back, you know. He says, but I get a chair, I sit down. And he goes, Lamoni, here. And he hands me an envelope. He says, my head's hanging low, and I'm hanging on to this envelope, and I can't even look up. And the foreman goes, Lamoni, open the envelope. And Mike says, you know, he opens the envelope. He's looking for the pink slip. He opens it up, and he said, Brian, there's a check. It's a check for $500. Mike says, what's this? Lamoni, you're doing a good job. Now get out there and get to work. Mike says, you know, he's walking out. He's going, oh, $500. He says, you know, man, that'd be great for me, my family, all the stuff I'm going to do with that money. And he said, Brian, all of a sudden I heard God's voice speaking. And he said he had your accent. He had your accent. And suddenly I heard treasures of darkness, riches stored in secret places. And I realized that $500 wasn't for me, wasn't for my family, that's for God's work. He said, I want you to know God's going to let us get that building. Because if God can do that in Mike Lavoti's life, he can do it in anybody's life. He said, I could never imagine giving $500. He said, I never heard of anybody in my factory getting anything from that foreman except a pink slip. I never heard of anybody in that factory getting a bonus. He said, there's riches stored in secret places. You bet there was. $500. You know? What does the Bible say? What does it say here? Let me go back and find it. Now I lost my spot. God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you abound in every good work. Sometimes God stirs your heart to do more than your mind can conceive. But when he does that, realize that he's going to be moving. He's going to be doing something. And get on board with God, because it's amazing what God will do in those times.